Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
We are back here on Thunder and Lightning, brought to you by the Vicksburg Convention and Visitors Bureau. That's my hometown. You can't all be from Vicksburg, but you can go to Vicksburg. Go to visitvicksburg.com to find out more information. Very excited to talk to this man because he's been a hard man to find. We haven't talked to him yet. I'm glad we got him on. Coleman Hutzler, Mississippi State's new defensive coordinator and coach. First off, welcome to Starkville. Welcome to Mississippi. I would be remiss, though, not to ask you to reminisce on your days at Alabama with the announcement a couple weeks ago of Coach Saban retiring. What were your thoughts when you heard the news that he was going to be walking away from the game?
You know, really surprised. Had a great time in my 2 years working for Coach and to be able to learn every day and just soak in as much as I could. Thought he was going to do it to 100, but obviously the time was right for him and Miss Terry, and, you know, excited for him to kind of go to that next chapter and I'm sure spend a lot of time on the golf course and a lot of time being a granddad.
Well, then the next chapter for you is here at Mississippi State. You know, you took this job first time to be an SEC defensive coordinator. You were a co-defensive coordinator at Texas, not in the SEC at that time. We'll call them that at later on, I guess. What made this the right choice for you? When you talked to Coach Levy, what about Mississippi State interested you, intrigued you, and what brought you to Starkville?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a couple things. I think, you know, obviously the people are a big part of, you know, any opportunity that you evaluate and make a decision on, and the opportunity to work with Jeff again and to be a part of his staff. We had a great relationship, at that other place. And so was very excited for that opportunity to reconnect with him. And then you look at Mississippi State and the tradition on defense and the pride that there's been for a lot of years, playing defense at State. And so, you know, the opportunity to lead that unit, was very exciting. So can't be grateful enough and can't express that enough of how excited I am to be a part of it.
I've talked to a lot of defensive coordinators through the years. We've gone through them here at Mississippi State for some reason. And I'm going to make you work here a little bit because I want you to describe your defensive philosophy, but you can't use the word multiple.
I love it. How about aggressive?
I'll allow aggressive.
Right. Just hit a buzzer or something on if I say a word that's not allowed. The three words in kind of one of our first, you know, meetings and being with the guys that we've, you know, talked a lot about and will continue to talk about are effort, technique, and execution. We can draw up a lot of different defenses and I won't say the M word, but there's a lot of things you can do, right? But if you don't do them with great effort, you don't do them with great technique, and you don't go out there and execute, you're not going to play very good defense. So obviously excited to bring what I've learned along the way, and I've been so blessed to have, you know, worked for and been a part of some great defenses and some great staffs, and to work under some great minds, you know, like Coach Saban, and so really looking forward to putting, you know, my spin on it and our spin on it as a defensive staff. Got a great staff that we've, you know, assembled, and so. You know, really, really look forward to spring ball getting going.
What when you go out to recruit as a first time coordinator and you don't have the tape, you don't have the track record as a coordinator, you know, how do you sell yourself to recruits in those situations?
Sure, I think, you know, obviously been blessed to have coached some great players and to have developed some great players over a number of years in this conference. And so that's kind of a starting point. And then also just, you know, talk about, you know, one, I've been a coordinator in this league. Just it's been on special teams, but I've ran a unit and a room and really coordinated. And you know, other than the head coach, you know, a special teams coordinator has, you know, the most interaction and time in front of the entire team. So, you know, those experiences, along with obviously, like I mentioned before, just, you know, the how fortunate I've been at the stops I've been, and you know, been a part of a lot of great defense. And so, you know, it's those experiences that I'm going to lean on to, you know, to put out a great defense, you know, at state.
I think about a couple of your predecessors, you know, when Coach Leach was here and Coach Arnett, and they kind of had, you know, a dividing line. Coach Leach didn't mess with Coach Arnett and the other way around. Coach Lebby is an offensive guy. You're a defensive guy. Has he given you the full freedom there? He's like, I'm not going to bother you at all?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think we're a staff and we're one, you know, team, and there's total alignment with, you know, Coach Lebby and myself and our entire staff. And so, you know, he's not a micromanager in any way, you know, and so, you know, that's obviously great. And I've got his full confidence, and, you know, so that gives you the confidence, right, as the play caller, and gives you the confidence as a defensive staff that we can go out and coach and develop our guys.
When I look at your you know, what I would call a two deep, just trying to make it off of what I know what the roster is right now,
sure,
it's young.
Sure.
I mean, there's no getting around that. It's a young, inexperienced group. There's some talented guys, you know, from their recruiting profile, but they don't have that SEC experience. What do you think of the talent you have on hand already here in Starkville?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited. And obviously, you know, we're as we get into spring practice and we put the pads on and we, you know, play some football, that the evaluation and, you know, understanding of who our guys are and who we can count on and, you know, who our playmakers are, that'll become more clear. But watching guys work out, watching the attitude and effort that guys have put forth, you know, so far, very excited. You know, no doubt you lose, you know, a guy like Buki, a guy like Jet in the linebacker room. That's two big time playmakers, right? But you know, we've got some young talent and some older guys that have been, you know, there, but haven't gotten the full chance to run it and do it themselves. And so, looking forward for those guys to step up.
It's hard to believe that today is National Signing Day, and we haven't talked about it. We didn't talk much about it on Sports Talk Mississippi. I haven't brought it up yet on this show. You added somebody to your class today. Sort of talk about the recruitment of Josiah Knight and how he came to come to Starkville.
Yeah, I mean, he's a, you know, a young man out of the Panhandle that's kind of a hybrid guy. You know, we're looking for and we were looking to add, you know, just a guy that has some pass rush ability and be able to, you know, really affect the quarterback and affect the game, but also, you know, the tools to play some linebacker and play in space. And so, you know, excited about Josiah. I mean, he's the you know, the recruiting landscape, like you said, this is the second signing day, and you haven't even talked about it today, and it's, you know, 6:30 p.m. So, yeah. You know, it's an interesting time with the two signing days, but whenever you can add a really talented, you know, hardworking, great kid like Josiah, we're very excited to get him here.
Obviously, you know, college football these days, the transfer portal is probably the dominant issue. You brought in a number of guys to compete in the spring. Is your plan to sort of evaluate your team throughout the spring and then come back and say, we need to be active here in this second portal window, or possibly stand pat just depending on what you see in the spring?
Yeah, that's you know, obviously the way that the calendar falls and you know, when that second window opens up after spring, you have a much better idea, right, of where you're at and what your needs are and if you have any deficiencies that you got to go, you know, see if you can add some pieces. So, you know, it's it's an interesting, you know, layout, but we're definitely gonna maximize it if we need to.
Well, Coach, I just want to let you know I appreciate you coming on with us. Great to finally get to talk to you, and looking forward to meeting you in person and your staff. Hopefully, in the coming weeks, if you could just tell Brandon Langlois to make that happen for us, we'll all get together. I'll even cook if it's got to take. We gotta get everybody together and sit down and talk some football.
Hey, I'll eat. So if you'll cook, I'll eat. don't. I won't hesitate. But look forward to it. I really appreciate you having me on.
Sounds good. Coach Coleman Hutzler, Mississippi State defensive coordinator. He's got a job in front of him here in Starkville. He's got to replace some good guys, but he's got some good young talent as well. So I'm very excited to see what he puts forth in his first unit here in Starkville. We'll talk about signing day when we come back. Two new additions to Mississippi State's class of 2024. This is Thunder and Lightning Live here on Super Talk Mississippi. We're brought to you by Visit Vicksburg.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.